For the 100th time, I wish I'd never agreed to come along. It sounded like a fabulous idea. Atlantic cruise, all expenses paid, and of course I love spending time with Zera, my dear, kind friend. But from the second I stepped aboard, I knew it was a mistake. I don't have the right clothes or conversation or even attitude for a superyacht. As for my fellow passengers, well, they're not my kind of people. Not at all. It probably doesn't help that they all know I'm a last-minute addition to the party, invited along by Zera, let's be honest, on a whim. The official line is that I'm helping her with her current project, but I suspect she felt she needed an ally, a familiar, friendly face. The others are all her new husband's family, plus various hangers-on. The wedding was a small, high-society affair. I wasn't invited, and I'm not yet sure what to make of Sir Billy. And the project in question is a memoir of her family business, which isn't normally my kind of thing either. I scratch a living in the food world, so I'm more at home with recipes for bonfire night or how to spatchcock a chicken. On the other hand, she's serious about it and has a mainstream publisher interested, to say nothing of the generous advance on offer to me. This is apparently being paid by Billy. Zera rather charmingly pronounces it as B, though I have yet to see a penny.